Hallam Hope. I'm something of a student in trading in international markets. I'm a former director of the Barbados Renewable Energy Association and a current intervener in consumer-related matters. So in April this year, oil prices crashed. In fact, they crashed below the $1 a barrel, which meant that they actually went into negative prices. At one time, the West Texas Intermediate, which is a US dollar rated oil price, was actually minus 34 US dollars and change. In fact, a major reason for the crash in the oil prices had to do with COVID-19, because planes were on the tarmac and they weren't going anywhere. People's cars were parked in their garages and they weren't going anywhere. People were all locked down. There was no traveling. Buses weren't going anywhere. So hence, that contributed to the fact that you didn't have any need for any oil to drive those vehicles. Yeah. The other reason had to do with the fact that there was some geopolitical differences. So we would recall that Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley had intimated government support in terms of guidance for a rate consultation, a consultation hearing, which could result in Barbados Light & Power hedging, trading and hedging on oil prices. Now, obviously, the intention was that it would be able to trade and hedge with oil prices being very low. Therefore, you would lock in prices and locking some level of future purchases at a very low price, so that when the price went up, you would obviously benefit from that lower price because you would have locked in the price. Very recently, now the news is that Barbados Light & Power, which provides all of the electricity, that most of it that we use here in Barbados, has in fact applied to the Fair Trading Commission for such a privilege, the permission to be able to hedge and trade and to try to lock in prices below at attractive rates, so that when the prices go up, they would have futures that were locked in and they would be able to benefit. And as a consequence, not only would the operating costs of Barbados Light & Power be reduced, but also they would be able to pass on those savings and those benefits to the consumer by the way of lower electricity bills for business and for individuals. So that's the whole concept behind having the hedging and the trading, if it can work at attractive prices. In 2016, when Barbados Light & Power applied for a similar request and an ability to be able to hedge and trade on the international market, the Fair Trading Commission came back and said it was too risky, and they denied the application. They also mentioned that they weren't satisfied with all the information that they had. But here again, we have an opportunity for the Fair Trading Commission to now look at the situation and see whether or not it merits an opportunity to give the Barbados Light & Power permission to hedge and trade. Since the COVID lockdown has begun to be eased, we are now seeing the prices for oil easing back up, because now there's more demand. We've seen Solution today say, or recently saying, that they're going to be reopening their tourism sector gradually, which means that more planes will be flying, more cruise ships will hopefully be on the seas, and more people will be driving around, and more oil will be used. And we're seeing the prices increase, and they've increased to about $32 in terms of West Texas Intermediate and $28 in terms of the Brent crude oil, which is in Europe. And therefore the question is, well, you know, will the Fair Trading Commission, as they have to go through a process, will that process be, you know, would allow for Barbados Light & Power to still benefit from, if they were granted permission in the first place? And if not, then obviously they wouldn't be given a chance to hedge and trade. But the opportunity still is there, that it's possible, if granted the opportunity, Barbados Light & Power could possibly hedge at attractive rates. It could mean lower operating costs for the company, generating costs, and it could mean lower electricity bills for ordinary Barbadians.
That's Hallam Hope on Sagicor's Early Business.